A surprise in the U.S. Senate. Lisa Brady, Fox News. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin just confirming he will not vote in support of a bill legalizing abortion rights because he says it would go beyond making Roe versus Wade federal law.
The bill we have today to vote on, the Women's Health Protection Act, and I respect people who support, but don't make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion. It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion.
The bill was already lacking enough votes to advance, as Republican senators argue abortion should be left up to the states. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a nationwide ban is possible if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. Arizona has a scheduled execution at this hour for the first time in nearly 8 years. Clarence Dixon sentenced to die for the 1978 killing of college student Dina Bowden, who lived across the street from him. Defense attorneys have argued unsuccessfully that Dixon is mentally unfit for execution, the U.S. Supreme Court declining to intervene. Just 2 days before Bowden was murdered, Dixon was found not guilty by reason of insanity in an assault case by then-Superior Court Judge Sandra Day O'Connor. The U.S. sets another record for overdose deaths.
The CDC estimates that 2021 marked another record-setting year for fatal drug overdoses, with about 107,000 deaths in the U.S. That's roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. The 2021 total is up about 15% from the previous record, which was set the year before. Overdose deaths in the U.S. have been on the rise for more than two decades, starting in the 90s with opioid painkillers, followed by other opioids like heroin and fentanyl.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Overdoses involving synthetic opioids, including fentanyl, were up 23% last year. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The former president loses another round in court. A judge in New York says Trump has to pay a fine of $110,000 and meet other conditions to purge a contempt order. That order stemmed from failing to fully comply with a subpoena in the New York Attorney General's civil probe of his business practices. Lawyers for Trump argued there were no more documents to turn over. A lawsuit is settled between a Maryland county and the family of a police detective killed by friendly fire in 2016.
Attorneys for the family of Prince George's Police Detective Ja'Kai Colson said 6 years ago Colson was killed when responding to a man who'd opened fire outside the police station and was targeting officers. They say Colson, who was in plain clothes, took out the gunman but was then mistaken as a threat and shot by fellow officer Taylor Krause. Colson's mother Sheila spoke about the settlement.
No amount of money is worth the life of my son, especially after he was a hero. Save the community.
The attorneys did not disclose the amount of the settlement, but said it was the most allowed under the local government's Tort Claims Act. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Israel is investigating the death of a Palestinian journalist who was also a U.S. citizen. Shireen Abu Akleh was killed in the West Bank during an Israeli raid. She worked for Al Jazeera's radio network and was wearing a flak jacket marked press.
Free press is fundamental for Israel and for all democracies, and as such, journalists must be protected.
Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lior Hayet pledging a full investigation, but the Palestinians are also investigating amid disagreement on which side fired the fatal shot. Stocks are fluctuating as inflation remains near a 40-year high. The Dow's down 110 right now, but has been rallying at times. Elise Brady, this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.